Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to give a big shout out to my son-in-law, Chuck Walters, because tomorrow they'll be having a ceremony impending his captain bars on him.
Congratulations, Chuck.
With the fire department, and he's done so well and worked so hard, and they're having a ceremony in downtown Pensacola to be able to honor the firefighters, and he will get his captain pins.
Oh, wow.
His captain pins. He's doing such an excellent job, you know, working with raising his sons and my grandsons, and I got a chance to be able to spend some time with David, my oldest grandson, and, you know, Chuck takes some farming. They farm peanuts. They farm cotton. He harvests. He goes in to help harvest it, and he's grown gardens in his property, and the boys have worked it. David's done a lot of the work, and
awesome of his work.
And they've even raised pigs.
Oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, this you got to hear this, you know. And David is explaining to me. He and I are having dinner out, and so you're hearing some restaurant noise when we're talking. But I'm asking him the question about these pigs. I mean, who raises? This is so important. I mean, if I'm hungry, I'm going to go to my son-in-law's house because he can grow food and he can farm food. And here he is, David, my grandson. At 12 years old, is talking about how to raise a pig, and you can hear my viewpoints as well when I talk to him.
You got to explain this to me. So, you raised a pig.
Yes. And then we.
How old was the pig?
The pig was at least 2 years old when we killed it.
You killed the pig
to eat it. It's good. It's perfect size baby back ribs.
Oh my goodness. You ate its ribs?
Maybe.
What was the name of the pig?
One of them was Charlie Brown.
You ate Charlie Brown?
We had to. He got loose.
And you killed him because he got loose?
No, because we couldn't catch him.
But you didn't clean the pig?
Yes, we did. We cleaned the pig.
You said you never bathed the pig.
We don't bathe it when it's alive. We clean it when it's dead. And
well, why does he need a bath if he's dead?
Because just to get all the dirt off his skin so he can have bacon.
He didn't want no bacon if he was dead. You ate bacon off the pig, off Charlie Brown?
And we had a lot of different named pigs, I forgot.
So you raised this pig from a little piglet?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you feed it, like steak and stuff?
We fed it leftovers and everything they could ever dream of.
Were they picky?
No. They ate everything.
Really?
They ate the fence.
That's why they're called pigs.
They ate a hole in the fence. That's how they got loose.
And y'all shot them because they got loose. So, you didn't give it a bath?
Because we couldn't catch them. They're wild pigs.
You raised a wild pig?
Mm-hmm.
So, did it taste wild?
No. How are you supposed
How did you
to
cook
taste
it? Did you, like...
Dad put it in the oven. Dad grilled
the
it.
The whole pig in the oven?
No. We sold some of it, though.
How big was this
Remember
pig?
Remember we gave you some?
No, I didn't have no pig. How big was the pig? It could fit in the oven.
Built, like,
missed that part.
You have to imagine. I'm talking about this.
Stop the interview.
I'm having barbecue pork. I'm having barbecue pork while I'm talking about this, right? At Smokey's. Right. I'm actually eating barbecue pork. Delicious barbecue pork. And we're talking about this. But it's so cool. You're listening to a young man. How many young men do you hear today that's been raised this way? Where he's raising a pig. Of course, I'm having fun with it. Mm-hmm. And he don't know he's being recorded at this point until afterwards. And laugh all the way through it. And so he's explaining the pig. Charlie Brown. No, he named his pig.
Wow.
But first they shot him. I mean, my goodness. Listen up.
Did that fit in your oven?
They didn't.
You just said
we
he got
cut
some...
him up. We
oh, my goodness.
Stuff.
You cut the pig?
Yeah, but we can't eat before we do it, though.
Why?
Because we'll throw up.
So the pig, the reason why it fit in the oven is because you cut the pig.
Yeah.
Dude. Charlie Brown, you cut Charlie Brown. But he was dead, I guess he didn't say
Charlie
that.
Brown the pig, yes.
Not Did Charlie you have a nightmare Brown, or anything like that?
No. They're pigs.
Well, you did eat a lot tonight.
True.
Is that a pig? No. So
I'm a pig.
So you oink oink. So then did you put it in the oven, right?
Ow.
Now Look at that. And so you barbecued it?
Nope.
Not all of it, because you cut it up.
No.
Like cut a leg off or something, do it in the oven? Or?
No.
What?
You don't know what we do. We cut out all this nasty stuff.
Whoa.
We have to. And then we
y'all
get to
that?
All the good stuff. No. We wouldn't eat all the nasty stuff. And then we get all the good stuff. And then we eat that after we cook it.
Well, what's the nasty stuff?
The nasty stuff is guts.
You don't eat guts? It tastes different than the other stuff?
It tastes like poo. That's what other people have said. Well,
oh, you had to try it?
No, I don't want to eat that. That's nasty.
Whoa. So you'd like cut a leg off and throw it in the oven.
No.
Where'd you put the rest of the pig, though? That's what I'm trying to think.
In
of
the freezer.
Your freezer is that big?
They're all separated. Like all the bacon, all the sausage, and all this other stuff separated into different bags.
Bacon comes from pigs?
Hmm? Doesn't it?
What part of the pig?
Good question. I forgot.
Did you taste it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Tastes like pig.
What does it feel like eating your pet?
Kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
It's kind of upsetting at the same time. It's like, but I don't want to eat my pet daddy. That's what Charlie said. He's like, I don't want to eat our piggies though. But and then Dad's like, well, it's pig belly. And Charlie's like, ooh, pig belly. And he just ate it all.
What's a pig belly?
Pig belly is bacon.
Oh, is that where the bacon's on the belly?
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering what you're hearing my grandson and I, David, are having barbecue pork dinner at a local restaurant, and he's explaining to me his experience in raising pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad took him through the process of raising pigs, and they had to, you know, prepare it and all that. And he's explaining, so I'm asking him all these fun questions about it, and he knows later he's being recorded. At this point, he didn't know. He's just kind of having this conversation with me, and I'm having fun with it.
So, did y'all eat the nose of a pig?
No.
Isn't that what a ham? Looks like a ham, don't it? Like the nose is like a ham?
Nose is not ham.
Oh, it's not? What's a ham? Where's a ham at? Yeah.
It's called... We didn't get ham from the pig.
Didn't?
No. I thought you get ham from a cow.
That'd be a roast.
Oh.
So what about... So you didn't eat the eyes or the ears or the toenails?
No.
What'd you do with all that?
Why would you? We threw it away.
Did you grow a new pig?
Yeah, we had to. But it's a good burial ground at the dump.
Did it grow a new pig? I mean, how'd you get another pig?
We had 6 pigs.
You killed them all?
We had to.
My goodness. You ate all of that?
Mm-hmm. By the way, on the way out, I want a toothpick. I need one.
Me too. So, how did you put 6 pigs in your refrigerator?
They were all separated to different kinds of bacon, sausage, and all that other good stuff.
Is it separated a nice word for you cut them all to pieces?
Maybe.
Oh my goodness, you cut them all to pieces. What would you recommend to somebody that wanted to raise a pig? Would you tell them to do it?
No, I just tell them not to do it. It's very sad.
Is it? It would be sad, wouldn't it?
I don't like eating my own animals, but it was good.
So now, when was Charlie Brown looking at you when he got put to sleep?
Nope.
Did he look away or something? Was he like...
He was running away. Because he just wanted to enjoy the area. Then he came charging for Dad, so Dad had to shoot him.
Charlie Brown don't hurt nobody. Oh, it's not Charlie Brown. It's the pig whose name Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild pig.
Yes.
Did he have, like, horns and stuff? Like?
No, not yet. They were growing them.
Oh, it really was wild. So you don't eat the toenails? You don't eat the intestines?
Ew.
Why not?
It's nasty.
Those are called chitlins.
Yes, you are listening to my grandson explain his farming experience, and you can hear the whole thing on the VFN Torch. He and I were at a local restaurant, and he was just talking about, and it's just a unique thing. I mean, how many people listening right now, I know in America, and we have listeners around the world, that you probably are raising, you know, a cow or a pig or something like that, but a lot of Americans right now are not raising the animals that they're eating. They don't realize that the pork sandwich actually came from a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Or that the burger they're eating at the local burger store came from a cow, and or the bacon at their breakfast came from the belly of a pig.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the belly of Charlie Brown. Dad. Love you, David. Enjoy it, man.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.